السلام عليكم شيخ.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياكم الله.
كل سلام ونبت بري يا شيخ.
I'm ready but إن شاء الله تعالى let's continue as is and doesn't break إن شاء الله. طيب بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters in Masjid Ansar al-Sunnah in America. Today inshallah ta'ala we are going to speak as Sheikh Abdulaziz rahimahullah ta'ala said about Surah Al-Zalzala. The Sheikh when he mentioned studying these surahs, Surah Al-Fatiha and the short surahs of the Quran, he mentioned something very important. He said that needs to be learned as in recitation and the understanding of them. So that's why he chooses he chose these small surahs for that everyone can inshallah ta'ala memorize and can learn how to recite them. As we said in the last session, it is essential for every Muslim to learn how to recite Surah Al-Fatiha because it is a pillar of Salah. But again, it is also important for everyone to learn how to recite these short surahs and some other portions or verses of the Quran, which are important for every Muslim, as in the Adhkar, like Ayatul Kursi, for example, and the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. One learns how to recite them and how, and what do they mean, the understandings of them. So you need to learn both. Here we are going only to provide you the information of the interpretation of this ayat. However, to learn how to recite, you have to sit to somebody face to face who is capable in reading and teaching the Quran recitation, as it is to be taken mouth to mouth. Now, today's surah is Surah Al-Zalzala, as Sheikh Abdul Aziz put in the order of the book. Surah Al-Zalzala is Surah Madaniya. I forgot to mention last session. What do the ulama mean by saying Surah Madaniya and Surah Makkiya? It does not necessarily mean that this surah was descended in Medina or this surah was descended in Mecca, but it means that this surah was descended before Hijrah or after Hijrah. Whatever was descended before Hijrah, whether in Mecca or outside Mecca, then it is called Makki. Surah Makkiya or Ayat Makkiya. But for those ayat or surahs which were descended after the Hijrah, they are called Madaniya. Surah Al-Zalzala consists of 8 ayat. Let's recite them first and then read the interpretation of or the translation of the interpretation, and then we go on the tafsir of them inshallah. قال الله عز وجل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره Allah Ta'ala said this ayat as in the translation of the interpretation. Remember when the earth is shaken with its earthquakes and the earth discharges its boundaries and man says, what is wrong with it? That day, it, meaning the earth, will report its news. Because your Lord has inspired it. That day, the people will depart, separated. To be shown their deeds. So whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said in regard to the interpretation of this ayat, this surah, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. He said it means when the earth is shaken or moved from the bottom of it, from the lower part of it. And here we need to emphasize something. Allah Ta'ala said, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتْ 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 in Arabic is a passive voice tense. A passive voice tense. And the passive voice means that the subject or the doer is not known, or at least it is not mentioned. And here it is said, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth is shaken, when the earth is shaken. Who is going to shake it? It wasn't mentioned, but everyone knows very well that it is He, the Lord of everything, Allah Ta'ala, is the one who command it by His word be to have the major earthquake ever it has, and it will go from one end to the other end of the earth to bring out everything was in it, meaning it means the bodies. The ulama have different opinions in regard to what it is going to in regard to the boundaries, these boundaries, or in regard to what it will يعني discharge. Some of them said whatsoever stored in it, gold, silver, minerals, diamonds, whatsoever. And other ulama said that it will bring out the deceased bodies which whether were buried inside it or that and became soiled by the time. Now, so they said that these bodies will be brought out, and man then will stand wondering what happened to the earth, because usually the earth, when it has when it is shaken, it is opened, and then it swallows whatsoever above it. It makes it collapse, and sometimes it is opened and swallows whatsoever on it inside it, and then it goes. Sometimes it is closed by the command of Allah, and sometimes, most of the times, it remains open like a huge crack. Naam. And then Allah Ta'ala said that man will say, asking about this strange change on the earth, and how it used to be, and how it is today, or meaning on that day. Allah Ta'ala said that man will say then, what's wrong with it? Malaha, malaha. What's wrong with it? He's wondering. So what happened to it after it was settled? Now it is shaking this badly from one end to another, and it made everything collapse and everything destroyed and everything. And instead of taking things to inside it, it brought things outside. It brought bodies outside. And then no one will answer to the question of man, but the earth itself. But the earth itself. One may ask, how come the earth speak? We say, well, Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala has the absolute power and ability to make anything and everything speaks. As we all know that in the hadith, authentic hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I know some rocks in Mecca used to give me salam. So how come rocks speak? But this is from believing in the ghaib. We believe in the ghaib, in the unseen. And we believe only because it is authentically reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said it. So we have to believe it. It is not just because it was said, Rasulullah said it, but because it is authenticated to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has been authenticated. So we have to believe. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there was a cow who the owner of it, who used to use it in the farm, wrote on it. So she looked at him and spoke and said, "We were not created for riding, but for having the farm." So the companions were wondering that a cow can speak, but he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he believes in it, him, Abu Bakr and Umar, and we all believe in it because he said it. And also he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting one day with his companions when a Bedouin man came and said, "Oh Muhammad, are you really a messenger from Allah?" He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Yes, I am really a messenger from Allah." The man said, "Well, I won't believe until my lizard believes." He used to carry a desert lizard that we here in Saudi Arabia know very well. And it is very popular here to eat. That is a desert lizard, not any normal lizard, but it's called bob. So the man said, "I only believe when my bob believes." Here Rasulullah ﷺ asked him, "Where is your bob?" He said, "In my sleeve." He said, "Well, bring it out." So the man brought the bob out, and Rasulullah ﷺ asked the bob, "Oh bob, who am I?" He said, "You are Rasulullah." The man immediately said, "I be witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. I be witness that you are the messenger of Allah." We believe that today. I myself believe that. And whoever has a doubt after the hadith was shown authentic, then his iman is doubtful. It's a matter of doubt. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to the he said to the owner of a camel, "Your camel complained to me that you make him work hard but you feed him less. Is that true?" The man said, "Yes." Rasulullah said to him, "Then don't make it work hard and feed it well." So the camel spoke, and he sallam used to give khutbah on a trunk of a tree, of a palm tree, which lost life and then caught. But the trunk and the roots were as used to be. They were not removed from the ground, but they left. As the trunk was only caught to be around 1 meter high. So one day, the Prophet ﷺ had a mimbar, steps. So he went to the mimbar and then he came down and hugged the trunk of the palm tree. The Sahaba said that the trunk was crying, and we could hear the voice of crying like a baby. Like a baby. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba that or he sallallahu alaihi wasallam rubbed on the trunk until it calmed down. And as Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, when they were still in Mecca before migrating, and Rasulullah sallam was taken by Jibreel on the animal called al-Buraq, or the special creation called al-Buraq, and he was taken to Baytul Maqdis, and then was raised to the heavens and came back, and he told Quraysh this story. Quraysh said, this is a good chance now to make everybody disbelieve Muhammad, because it is something to normal mind, it cannot be accepted, but to the mind of a believer, when I said normal mind, I don't mean that the believer is abnormal, but when I say normal, I mean the disbelievers or like that. So when they told Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he said, well, I believe him. They said, how come you believe him? The journey from Mecca to Baytul Maqdis is nearly about a month going, a month coming. He said, well, I believe if he said so, because I believe him when he brings me the commands from Allah Ta'ala, do and not to do. How come I don't believe him in the news that he tells me, and that is not going to harm me? So by that he was called As-Siddiq. So we believe in this earthquake, and we believe that the earth is going to speak. The earth is going to speak and witness against everybody of what he did. Of what he did. And the earth is one of the witnesses. Is one of the witnesses. وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. It tells about whatsoever been done over it. Whatsoever was done over it. Of good and of bad. As we have two angels, one on the right shoulder called Atid, and one on the left shoulder called Raqib, they are recording. The one, the Atid is recording the good deeds, and Raqib is recording the evil ones. And then Allah Ta'ala said, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The earth will speak, saying that it is He, Allah Ta'ala, who commanded it to do so, or commanded it to do so. This change on the earth is only because Allah Ta'ala commanded it. And then Allah Ta'ala said, لِيُرَوْ in Adam, way of recitation, لِيَرَوْ. So the first, لِيُرَوْ is a passive voice. لِيَرَوْ is an active voice. لِيَرَوْ themselves, as Allah Ta'ala said, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Allah Ta'ala said that on the day of resurrection, we're going to give everybody his book and say to him, read it. It is sufficient for us that you be the judge of your own self. Read it. Read your book. Meaning the book which has the recordings of all good and bad deeds. And Allah Ta'ala also said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And he whosoever is given his book by his right hand. And in the other ayah, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And he whosoever is given his book by his or with his left hand. And in the other ayah, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابُهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. He whoever is given his book from the back side of his. So Allah Ta'ala said this ayat to, and it means that he, the person, taking his book and will read it. And also in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala said, يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهديكم. All my slaves, you all are misguided, so seek guidance from me, I will guide you. يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم. All my slaves, you all are hungry except for those whom I fed. So seek or ask me to feed you, I'll feed you. Oh my, ya ibadi kullukum aarin illa man kasawtu fastaksuni aksukum. Oh my slaves, you all are naked except for those whom I make them wear dresses or wear, make them covered. So seek it from me, I will cover you. Ya ibadi, to the end of the hadith, in the end of the hadith, Allah Ta'ala said, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا, he said, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ مُحْصِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Oh my slaves, it is only your deeds that I'm recording on you. فَمَنْ وَجِدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. So he, whosoever finds good in his book of record, then let him to thank Allah and praise Him. وَمَنْ وَجِدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. And he whoever finds other than that, let him then blame no one but himself. So this also means, يعني, مَنْ وَجَدَ, whoever finds, means that he, the person, is the one who is going to read the book. So, and that's why I said, in other يعني, way of reciting this ayah, لِيَّرَوْ, active voice. And in the common recitation way, li yurau, that is passive voice. قال فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة. There li yurau. Here فمن يعمل. So this means that فمن يعمل, and he whosoever does an atom's way of good will see it. Meaning, everything you do, you're going to see it. Everything you do or say, you're going to see. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Qaf, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. He's not going to say nothing except that there will be two angels, Raqib and Atid. Raqib on right shoulder and Atid, Atid on right shoulder. No. Raqib on right shoulder and Atid on the left. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. He whosoever does an atom way of good will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا شَرًّا يَرَى. And he whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. And here Allah Ta'ala made it undefinite, خَيْرًا and شَرًّا. Undefinite. This خَيْر, although it was said يَعْمَلْ, meaning does, but it means actions and sayings. Actions and sayings. Not only actions, but even sayings. And it means, when it says khayran, anything which is good. And this khayr might be khayr for someone, good for someone, but not for others. Like what? When the Muslim leader catches a murderer or kills someone and execute him, then this is not khair for this one who is now to be executed, but it is khair for the one and the family of the one who was killed for no reason. When someone steals from someone and he's going to be punished by cutting his hand, it is not good for him, but it is good for the whole society and community, because the crime will either stop or goes down. So the khair is mentioned here indefinite to mean whatsoever big or small khair. The shar is the same. Whether it is something you harm someone physically, like hitting, killing, cutting, stealing, or whatsoever, or it is not physical. It could be spiritual, like when you give somebody a lowering look, arrogance, then it would not now harm him physically, physically, but the pain is in the heart. So all this is going to be seen. And Allah Ta'ala here in this ayat encouraging his slaves to go for good, even if it is only small. As in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة فإن لم تجدوا فبكلمة طيبة. Protect yourself from the fire, even with a half date. And when you don't find even a half date, then at least with the good war. Good war is explained as saying assalamu alaikum, or whatsoever good speech that Allah Ta'ala likes and the people like too. Now, and also in the other side, the evil, you don't say it's a small thing. No, small and big are the same. Not the same in the punishment, but the same as evil. They both are evil. Small evil, big evil, all evil. But one is called small, one is called big. Now, and the Prophet ﷺ said, as on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, as reported in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, Sunan ibn Majah, and Nasai and Ibn Hibban, Naam, and it was said as Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid, said that it is sahih, and also Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani said in Fath al-Bari, volume 11, page 400, the same thing. He brought this hadith. Naam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Aisha, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, إِيَّاكِ وَمُحَقِّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّ لَهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ طَالِبًا. O Aisha, be careful from the small and minor sin. Don't say it is small, it is minor. As Allah Ta'ala has assigned someone to chase after it, meaning not to be forgotten. And Allah Ta'ala will punish you for it. And this surah is to, yani, encourage Muslims to do the good deeds and avoid the bad deeds. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. وفيكم بارك الله.
Do you have time for any questions?
Yes, go ahead, inshallah.
Okay, jazakallah khair. Inshallah, Sheikh, I'm just waiting for them to bring the questions to me, inshallah.
Inshallah. Is this now in the masjid, Ya Hamza?
I
said, is this now in the masjid?
Yes, Sheikh, it's in the masjid now.
What time is it now?
It's 3:34, Sheikh.
And when is Asr?
Asr comes in 3 minutes,
Sheikh. Okay, mashallah.
Okay, alhamdulillah, Sheikh, the people don't have any questions, and instead what you gave them was enough, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Tell them to write down yani, this information, because we may ask about them one day.
Okay.
But some information need hard work through the books to get them. So we don't want just to yani, have a talk done and nobody remember anything from it, or the evidences and like that which has been given.
Nah.
Barakallahu fiik.
Inshallah, Sheikh, I'll do that.
Hayyakum Allah. Barakallahu fiik.
Beekum barakallahu.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.